السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم to this edition of the Coffee Express coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online, صوت أهل السنة والجماعة, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa, on this day, the 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1447, corresponding with the 13th of September, 2025. Alhamdulillah, we have just completed our segment on Palestine. We now get on with our next segment called Bildaji. And online we have Brother Ibrahim Yusuf Salaji. And as we mentioned earlier today, we are going to discuss the different kind of geysers, and we are going to discuss blocked drains, etc. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Yusuf Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah. So, how are you doing this morning?
Alhamdulillah, you know, it's quite good this morning. You know, feeling quite positive this morning. Got up on a very good note, had a good night's rest. Weather is not too hot today also. So, yeah, everything is going to be a great today, and looking forward to making some changes.
Inshallah, what we're going to start with is lots of people are having problems with blocked drains. So if you could, you know, explain the solutions for this.
100%. So when dealing with a blocked drain, remember there's two options. One is the traditional route that we used, which was the caustic soda. It was the little flakes. I don't know if you remember the little tubs that you used to get back in the day. You should just add it into your sink, and it slowly dissolves over a period of time, opening out the drains. Now, that solution is a very safe solution. So if somebody was unsure, uncertain, it doesn't react as good as the liquid version. Now, the newer versions would be the liquid versions. Now, different brands. Now, I'm a big fan of the Blue Devil brand because it's highly effective. But being highly effective means it's highly dangerous as well. Pouring that into your drain and then flushing it out with some hot water really makes the product work extremely well. Recently, I've done a video. Within a period of about 30 seconds, we had a hair that was stuck in a drain. It completely dissolved. Now, remember, people get afraid that, you know, it's dissolving the hair, it's dissolving all of this hair. Will it dissolve my pipes? No, it won't. So it's made to not react with PVC, but with organic matter as such.
Now, when using it also, you know, should one have any kind of protective gear on? Because if it's so powerful that it can dissolve hair, then, you know, this indicates that people should wear some kind of protective gear when using it.
100%. You know what? That product should never, ever be used without protection. Now, in one of the videos as well, I did the test. And to open the bottle, I was struggling a bit because it had a child tamper-proof lid on top of it. So I removed my glove. I did a very silly thing that I did. I removed the glove that I had on my hand, and I touched the bottle barehanded, and small drops of that liquid came onto my hand. Now, in the video, you don't see me doing this here, but the moment after that day, when I removed the glove from my hand, the entire skin on my hand started to peel off that one day. So it was an ignorant mistake. I should have known better. But you know what? We live and we learn. I always advise the people, but sometimes I also need to use the advice myself.
Now, is it possible that it has a hydrochloric acid in it? Because I know, you know, I have a lot of builder friends, and when they, usually for face brick houses, you know, you'll get splashes of cement that goes onto the brick when they're building these houses. And one of the things that they use to clean it out is hydrochloric acid. So Is it possible that this mixture that's called Blue Devil has hydrochloric acid in it also?
I feel like it has rather a higher concentrate of sulfuric acid in it. So the smell will indicate a higher level of sulfuric acid. It's acidic at the way, but I'm not entirely sure if it is hydrochloric acid. I wouldn't assume so. I think it would rather be more of a sulfuric acid because it's made to dissolve organic matter rather than clean it. If you're looking for cleaning on bricks that has cement that has flashed on, my personal opinion is to use a product of Calfix called Mortar Off. And the reason I say Mortar Off is a little bit safer. It will clean out some of the plaster that's been on over there, and it will be easier for you to just simply brush it off with a wire brush.
And what about goggles? Because, you know, some of these drain cleaners, I remember, I don't know what product I bought back, drain bomb or something. And I was told, don't look at it while pouring it. So wouldn't it be wise also to use goggles when using such products like Blue Devil and whatever other drain cleaners? Because there is a chance of it even splashing into the eye.
That is correct. So the system, the way the liquid works, it basically reacts and tiny pops of bubbles come off. So we always say put goggles on and also look a little bit to the left or right away from what it is. If it goes into your eyes, there is a good chance of you going blind. So don't risk your eyesight over just a little product that that you need. So rather just pay the extra 20 then and get a set of glasses, and you should be good as gold.
Okay. And this product, where is it available?
So it is available currently on special at our store in Amanzimtoti. But you know what? When you're going to any hardware store in your particular area, ask them to obviously advise you first before you check. You know, if you're not sure, don't take the liquid version. The reason being is, not many people know this here, but if you pour the liquid drain cleaner over chrome, it is going to damage the paintwork on that. And you don't want damaged paintwork because then now you have to replace the different waste fittings, and damage could be done. So also here in the shower, if you want to clean it out, remove that little grid. It's just a tip on footing. Alternatively, if you're going to pour on top of that grid, all that silver paintwork is going to come out, and then you're going to get into trouble from the family.
Besides this, I know one of the things that you take a keen interest in is assisting children with the school projects, something that you seem to be very popular with. Can you, just inform us what's your latest products? Because it's coming, close to end of the year, and it is around this time that some of these students get these school projects.
You know, at the moment we have a mixture of just the traditional mineshaft headgear and electromagnetic crane. Actually, yesterday for the first time I built one completely from start to finish. So normally I would build half for a sample for the guys to see. And the reason being is why I build a sample is some people are practical and they need to see the item built in front of them. So they can obviously memorize it. And also I give a lesson, so I'll host a lesson with a few parents in front of me and do sort of that a project in front of them. But at the moment, quite exciting, there is different projects that are coming out. So people are building a little farm, the buzzer door system, wherein it's an antique system. And quite exciting. Even the propeller system that uses motors. So the motor can be used to create a fan, it can be create a motor, it can be created even a boat. I've seen one of the kids build a boat with it, so that's quite exciting.
While we were having our discussion last week over the phone, you mentioned quite a few motivation stories. Can you relate one of those stories to us? Because they sounded very interesting over the phone.
Okay, that's quite interesting. I have quite a few of the stories with regards to the school projects, and I'm going to tell you the story of Paris. So Paris was a kid that came to a store, but Paris didn't come first. Her parents came first, her mother came first. So her mother came to me and said, you know what, I have a kid, the name is Paris, but you know what, she's not interested in school, but she's not interested in science. Can you build a school project for me? I don't care what is the price. I will tell you whatever you want. I just need a kid to submit something. So I refused. I actually refused. I said, you know what? If you want the project to be done, you're going to come with Paris to the store, and we're going to teach you exactly how the products work and why it works a certain way. So actually, the mother brought Paris in, and as I started to explain to this young kid how the system works, she needed a buzzer, she needed an LED and a battery pack. Her mother was hovering above us. She kept saying that, you know what, no, Paris is going to get it wrong. Rather, you do it. So I asked the mother respectfully, you know what, can you go to the rest of the shop? Go have a look around what else we sell and leave Paris in the front over here, because you are hovering over her. She's getting agitated and she's getting frustrated as well. And truth be told, after I explained to Paris this whole thing, she said, I'll get it right. I got exactly what I needed and she went home. Then on one of my social media platforms, she sent me a message with her support 200% on that. She was super proud and stoked with herself and what she had achieved just by us believing in her, that it had a renewed energy with regards to her schoolwork.
Okay, Masha Allah, you know, at least it's not just about selling products. And, you know, offering services, you're also serving the role of a motivator and mentor and educator. That's alhamdulillah. Now, you know, South Africa, ever since the anthem changed, you know, often the people are changing the anthem to "Hello, darkness, my old friend." A need for alternative energy has become, you know, quite critical. And one of the things that is affected is geysers. And we know we have three options here. We have the gas geyser, we have the electric geyser, and we have the solar geyser. Now, solar is something that people are going a bit crazy about. Can you tell us some of the advantage? What are the advantages of a solar geyser?
So the first common factor is why people put solar geysers is because you must understand that your electrical bill, 30 to 50% of your electrical bill goes into heating up your water. So with regards to using a solar geyser, a huge percentage of that there will be cut out. So that's number one. Number two is it increases the value of your home. Now, when people see, you know what, a solar geyser on a house, they start thinking, okay, this guy knows what he's doing about. So if you're thinking of selling the property after that day, it increases the value of your home. Number three, solar geysers traditionally, if looked after well, have a long lifespan, you know, 10 to 25 years of lifespan. So people who are not entirely sure on how the geysers work. Now, traditional geysers can last, you know, 3 to 5 years, depending on the make that you do have. So these are some of the reasons why people choose solar. And also the main reason is load shedding, power outages. Now, some of the areas where they don't have power sometimes can be 2-3 days without water. And without hot water, if there's elderly at home, if there's kids at home, you know, hot water is more of a necessity than a want these days, especially with kids and elderly being around.
Yeah, most certainly. Now, what about the, you know, the payback period?
So the payback period can vary between 3 and 5 years. So it's an initial cost is quite high with a solar geyser. But, you know, within a period of 3 to 5 years on the savings you would have on your electrical bill, your solar geyser practically becomes free. So initial high investment, but, you know, long term, it's actually quite good.
Right. And the maintenance of a solar geyser, is it, you know, more or you know, the electric and gas geysers are?
No, the solar geysers can cost you quite more if you don't, you know, consistently be at it. So with a solar geyser, my personal suggestion is to get it serviced at least once a year. So you want to get your panels cleaned. You know what? The more you clean your panels, the more effectively it works. And at least once a year, you need to have your pipe checked up. Remember, it's not your normal geyser. It has, you know, much more, you know, electrical components. Depending on the make you have, some of them have an electrical backup that it can now start taking electricity from the grid itself. But yeah, checking it up, ensuring that it works quite well, I would assume the solar will have a little bit more maintenance than the normal traditional geyser.
Now, is there any solution, any kind of solution, mixture that is specific for cleaning solar panels?
So, Powerfix has a solar panel cleaner. And, you know, the solar panel cleaner, basically, you don't even have to use a solar panel cleaner. You can use a general detergent and just ensure that the surface is clean. If the surface is clean, you know, it will absorb more sunlight, and alhamdulillah, your system will function much better.
About how many years would you say a solar heater can, you know, last you?
A solar geyser, if you properly maintain it, it will last you between 10 to 25 years, so a long period of time a solar geyser will last you. It's a long-term investment. So if you're willing to play the long game, a solar geyser, 100%.
Now, let's look at the environmental advantages, like the carbon footprint. You know, is there anything that you want to say about that?
So, yeah, you know, a lot of people like this whole new motto of go green. And you know what? I don't blame them. Go green is our future. Now, when using electricity, remember you are burning coal in some mine for you to get electricity. It's a non-renewable source of electricity that when we use our grid system. But using the sun is a renewable source of energy, so meaning that you are improving the global footprint. You're not using that much of coal to power up your house, using something that was given to you for free, and you're just changing the electricity the way you get it from the source of it. The outcome remains the same: hot water, you know, endless hot showers for days, and 100%.
What about cloudy days? You know, a lot of people they believe that solar geyser is only effective if there is hot sun.
I disagree completely with that statement. Remember, our solar has improved quite drastically from what it was. So most solar panels these days are designed to absorb UV rays. So even like today is very, very cloudy, your solar panel would still charge. It would not charge at optimum level, but it would still charge anyway.
Now, do they come up, do these solar systems come with any kind of backup element?
So some of these systems, depending on which one you make, so obviously one of your questions is going to be is when choosing a correct solar geyser, what to look for. This is one of the factors that you need to look for in choosing a solar geyser. Solar geysers need to come with a backup system. That means that if you have a period of 1 week without no sunlight, it still needs to be able to charge off the grid. So when it can't charge anymore with the electricity that is generating from the sun, then it needs to use grid electricity.
And is it strong enough to, remain if there's heavy hailstones, not to break?
You know, we've been blessed in South Africa as such. We don't get that much of heavy hailstones. It can succumb to it. Unfortunately, you know, with everything, a little bit too much of something excessive, it can damage it. But, you know, the general stuff, the system is designed to handle a little bit more than usual.
Okay, those are the advantages. Now, you know, everything has its advantages and disadvantages. Could you, you know, just run down some of the disadvantages?
100%. So the first part or the first disadvantage I would say is that it would be a high initial cost. A high initial cost would be the first disadvantage. But remember, it's going to pay you off during 3 to 5 years. So you know what? That's, you know, very good on that one there. So initial cost is a huge disadvantage. Nighttime, you know, if you need to have electricity during the nighttime, you need to have hot water, can be quite a bit of a disadvantage as well. Also, depending on the area that you live in, can also be a bit of a problem with the solar geyser, because the solar geyser, let's say if your area you're living in is super hot, super sunny all the time, it can stress out the solar panels because it's constantly charging, constantly trying to provide hot water, and could be a bit of a disadvantage over there. Also, cloudy days for a long period of time, extended period of time, is a disadvantage because the geyser cannot charge effectively and optimally. Now, these geysers usually need between, you know, 40 and 50 minutes to charge. Extended period of time could be a huge disadvantage.
And what about installation costs?
So installation costs on these geysers are quite a bit more than your average cost. Remember, there's an electrical component, to it as well. There is the plumbing component to it as well. Huge cost. Remember also drilling out aesthetic appeal commission, doing it in a complex, a lot of issues with regards to installation. So the cost upfront is quite high, but you know what, long term I believe it's a good option.
And another thing is, does it matter that how I should put it, what about those who are just plan to stay in a home for a short period of time? Would it be worth somebody like that, you know, they just got that home as what we'd call a midway station, they want to migrate, and they just want a home for about 2-3 years because they're waiting for all the, you know, the processes of migration to complete. Would it be wise for someone like that to put solar heating?
Definitely not. I would never do that day. Unless it's not your own home. Unless you plan to stay there for a longer period of time, do not do that day. You are just going to give your money to the next guy. You know, if you own that room and then you want to sell it and you want to increase your value of it, by all means, put a solar geyser inside over there. But if you're just renting, I would never do that day. Honestly, no.
Now, is there any problem with overheating when it comes to these solar heaters?
Correct. You know, one of the disadvantages of the system is, you know, if you live in an extreme sunny area where there is a lot of sunshine, the system can malfunction. The system 100% can malfunction, and it can cause a lot of the problems to occur. So one of the disadvantages is if the system is overheating constantly, it can cause problem up with the geysers.
Now, as far as space, does a solar system take the same amount of space as a electrical geyser, or it needs more space?
You know, the solar system, you know, depending on your system, but most of the time the solar system will use a lot more space. Remember, it requires the solar panel to be installed as well, pipe works to be installed as well. So it could take a lot more space, and aesthetic appeal can be sometimes a problem. So if you're living within a universal complex where a lot of other houses are there, and if you just put up a solar geyser, you can get into trouble with the body corporate where they say, you know what, aesthetically the feeling of the building is now going away, because it does have, you know, one or two panels depending on your system. It does take a lot more space. It needs to grab that sun energy to heat up the water.
Now, as far as maintenance, you know, it's not just the panels. There must be other components that also require maintenance that, you know, is part of this whole system.
That is correct. You know, remember the copper tubing, the stainless steel tank, any electrical or moving components. Now, depending if you're looking closer to the ocean, remember salt is a huge factor. Even though, you know, copper and stainless steel don't rust, it still has surface oxidization. So all of that needs to be contained, you know, maintained, just, you know, general purpose anti-salt, cleaners used on it, general maintenance, just like anything, like your car, your vehicle, how you service it, you know, once a year or every certain amount of thousand, you just want to make sure that everything is running, because to replace that geyser is extremely expensive. Rather maintain it and do it more on a, you know, usual basis rather than once off, just leave it and then we'll deal with it when it comes there.
Now, our electrical geysers, we can have that problem of leaking and freezing, etc. What about the solar geysers?
With every unit, you would have the same components. Remember, there's liquid running through that machine, whether it be water, whether it be, you know, certain cooling liquids or systems. Our area doesn't get cold enough in Durban for that to become a problem. But the areas up, you know, in the Eastern Cape during winter period of time experience some, you know, pretty cold weather. And if those freeze, it can sometimes be an issue. So you wouldn't get hot water immediately. You'd have to wait for the entire system to thaw. You'd have to go old school and put water on a stove for it to be functional.
Okay. So we just, in fact, ran out of time. So what we would do next week, inshallah, is we will compare solar, gas, and electric. You know, the pros and cons of each one of these. You know, I thought we would have been able to cover that today, but there's quite a lot of, you know, discussion in relation to just solar geysers, considering it's something new and a lot of people, you know, they don't have comprehensive knowledge of this. So, inshallah, next week we will do that comparison between solar, gas, and the electrical system. But, jazakumullah, khair al-jaza, you know, for the valuable information that you have imparted to our listeners this morning. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you in both worlds and grant you success in all your endeavors in life. Until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Brother Ibrahim Yusuf Salaji.